Up for debate, whether to mobilize an entirely new military branch for outer space. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The National Defense Authorization Act sets the budget every year for the Department of Defense. The House and Senate have each passed different versions of it. One major difference between the two is that the House version includes funding for the militarization of space through a new military branch called the Space Corps. But the Senate version actually bans that. Here to space out with me about this is Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
So the big person pushing this is Alabama Republican in the House, Mike Rogers. He's on the committee that decides these sorts of things. And also his Democratic counterpart, Jim Cooper of Tennessee, they're all for this. Their argument being that the Air Force, where these sorts of things normally are covered, isn't doing enough right now to focus on space issues. That's their argument, you know, debated as you will. On the opposing side, in the Senate, you have people like John McCain and other defense people on the Senate side. In addition, the Air Force doesn't like this idea. The Trump administration doesn't like this idea. And many of the conservative defense people that we talk to around Washington don't like this idea. Here's the thing. The talk of all of this about this push, the talk and the discussion and this push to include this language has kind of changed the way that the Air Force talks about it. In the last couple of weeks, they've been saying a lot more in the Air Force community about their actions and what they plan to do and new initiatives for thinking more strategically and long term about space defense.
Oh, how interesting. A little competition goes a long way. Well, so then what happens next with these two versions of this authorization act?
So the House and the Senate have to reconcile their different versions of this bill. They do it in what's called a conference committee. And while there are several differences that they have to hammer out, this is actually considered to be one of the bigger sticking points where the leaders of the House and the Senate committees that work on this are really going to have to hammer out what's going to happen with this.
Yeah. So let's talk about this concept for a minute. Just you and me, because
just you, me and all of our millions and millions of listeners.
Yeah, you know, just pretend they're not here. What do you think about this? Because I feel like I can see both sides. On the one hand, nobody really wants the militarization of space, right? It seems like it would all work better if it was scientific. You look at the U.S. and Russia and how there's basically just a little quiet truce all about space. But on the other hand, I'm a practical person and a Space Corps seems like it could make sense down the road. What do you think?
It does seem like it would make sense in the concept that any kind of defense spending makes sense. There might be a potential threat coming from space. And we're not necessarily talking about aliens. We're talking about other countries that get out there before us and then they get mad at us for one reason or another. And then they have resources in space that can be used militarily. And we do not. This idea that we don't want this to be the location of the next war, God help us all. But if it is, you want the United States to be well positioned. And then the question becomes, how do we best do that? Is it better to keep these capabilities in the Air Force? Is it better to create a new division? Is it better to sort of put it into a different section of the government that maybe hasn't been created yet? And so It's really kind of a tough thing. Most of the time that you and I talk about space and geek out about it, we're talking about nice, pleasant, fun things and maybe even like asteroids or planets or living on Mars. But this is real life. Countries go to war. And as the technology improves, this is going to be part of the dynamic.
Yeah. And we should be clear that the people, you know, when you hear the list of people and organizations who oppose the creation of a Space Corps, none of them, none of them have peace on the brain. It's more about, as I understand the argument against a Space Corps, it's more about keeping those capabilities within the existing Air Force and not creating a whole level of complexity, bureaucracy and cost that would come with essentially creating a brand new branch of the armed forces.
Yeah, their argument is that it would make it even harder to coordinate these things. And even with the Space Corps, you're not talking about every single thing that happens from a defense perspective in space going into this. I mean, some of the intelligence satellites that are already up there would maybe be under a different organization. And that's something also worth knowing. Right now, as far as I know, we don't have weapons in space. A lot of our capabilities in space are designed around supporting ground operations, really sensitive satellites that can track movements of people and things, and even weather patterns can play into when someone might launch an attack. And we have satellites that track that. And so these are the sorts of things that are defense related, but happening in space. And coordination across different agencies in utilizing this information is going to become really important moving forward.
So what is this most like in the sci-fi universe, just to take this all the way to nerd town? what would be the sci-fi analogy or analog to the Space Corps? I know, because I thought Starfleet, but then you pointed out that that is ultimately a peacekeeping mission.
Yeah, I don't think it would be Starfleet from Star Trek, for those of you not super nerdy in that world.
That's a tough one. We should put this out there.
We should put it to listeners. Yeah, what is this most like? What would this...
What do you guys think? I'm just going to say that if it were me, I would want a Space Corps badge on my uniform, because that would be awesome.
But would you want a Space Corps badge, or would you want a NASA badge? Civilian or military?
Email us, everyone, mptech@marketplace.org, and tell us which badge you want and what you think the Space Corps is most like in sci-fi. And then we will geek out about it when we read all your emails.
And we can update you on the National Defense Authorization Act, because I know you're all so interested to know.
That too. That is important also. As you heard Kimberly mention, the debate over the Space Corps is likely to be a major issue when the House and Senate negotiate the final version of the defense bill. But let's step back for a minute and remember, this could be a life or death question. Here's Mackenzie Eaglin, a fellow at the right-leaning American Enterprise Institute.
We're fighting over, should satellites be included in the Space Force or ballistic missile defense or just satellites, when the real issue is, do we want to fight in space? And right now, I think Americans are still uncomfortable with that, but other countries are not.
Way to drive home the stakes there, Mackenzie Eaglin. Now, our Washington, D.C. intern, Annie Rees, contributed a whole ton of reporting to this interview and can now be rightly said to be an expert on all things related to the Space Corps. So we asked if she would ever want to go to space, and she said, absolutely not. Space is too vast and terrifying, she said, and every time I think about going up in one of those civilian missions, I think about the vastness of space as an allegory for the vastness of death and get anxious. So yeah, definitely not a future Space Corps recruit. But what about you? Civilian space exploration seems to be getting a lot closer. Would you consider going to Mars, either as a tourist or maybe a colonist? Let us know, and of course, let us know the best sci-fi analogs to the Space Corps. That email address again is mptech@marketplace.org. And better yet, record yourself on your phone or your personal podcast gear and send us that. And if you have not reviewed this podcast yet on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else, we would love it if you could. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.